Welcome to yet another episode of the Lift and Shine podcast. This is your host, Coach C, and let's freaking dive into this right now. The topic today, until you take control of this one thing, you won't lose the weight. But before I dive in, my clients are live, and I just want to share some wins that's going around right now in our community because everybody's absolutely crushing it. My girl Gigi, who, by the way, last episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, she went live with me and talked about how the retreat changed her life. So make sure that you tune in. It's the episode before this one. She's saying, I didn't feel like working out, but I did it anyway, and I fucking crushed it. Gigi, I'm right there with you. This morning, after yesterday's news that I got, I was feeling this morning like I got punched in the face. I was feeling just really low energy, and I'm laying there. I'm like, oh my God, I just don't feel like going to the gym. And I took my pre-workout. I put some happy music, got to the gym, and had one of the best workouts I've had in a very long time, and I just kept going. When you don't feel like doing something, that's when you should be doing it because you're going to have a breakthrough. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And that's what we do in the retreat. So Gigi, I'm so proud of you. And I was right there with you. And look at how good that feels. Ladies, if you're on a weight loss journey, focus on your nutrition a lot, your mindset. And the workout is just an added bonus for your mental health. Because if you think of it the other way around, like I'm going to work out like crazy, and that's where I'm going to shed the pounds, it's not going to work that way. Think of working out as a stress reliever, as a way to feel good. At the beginning, it's not going to feel great. You're not going to want to. And look, today, my girl Gigi and I didn't feel like going, but we went and boom, we are shining. Okay. A couple other wins. Amanda T is saying, my win is I just kicked ass on my workout. Boom. Another one. Went to get healthy food for meal prepping and got myself a new client. I manifested that shit. Let's go. She also came to the retreat and we talk about manifestation. How manifestation is how I'm living my life. You have to put in the work, but manifestation is something so powerful that I've learned since being in Mexico, and it's real. Like it's real. It happens. If you put in the work, and if you manifest it properly, and that's a whole other topic. But Amanda, I'm so proud of you. Like since she came to the retreat, not only she's crushing her weight loss and her business is absolutely thriving. Christine Adams, I feel fantastic. I beat my 10,000 steps yesterday. Let's fucking go. Everybody's cheering everybody on in the comments. I love it. Teresa is one of my other powerful clients, and I say clients, but it's like family at this point. We're family, we're sisters. It's an SBFA sisterhood in there in the community. Teresa has been absolutely shining. And I just want to say, Teresa, I'm so proud of you. So her win, had a powerful morning routine, getting ready for my walk, and I'm starting a book club with a friend. OMG, I've been thinking of this for a while and found a friend who's willing to dig deep into a powerful book. Teresa, I love that. Community, creating communities. And I heard a quote the other day. It was like, don't follow me, lead with me. And I want my clients to not follow me. Yes, they follow me and then they join the community and then they lead with me. We're making a movement. We're creating a movement. We are, you know, creating communities that support one another. And the power of community is like, whoo, I've done some episodes on that. And I'm going to talk about that down the road as well. But it is so powerful. Teresa, I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. And also, Teresa, I want to talk a little bit about this, how energy is so powerful. Teresa goes, I was just thinking, I wonder if Coach will go live today. She jumped on Facebook and boom, here I am live. We are a ball of energy. I don't care what you believe in. We are a ball of energy. We are unity. We are one. Whether you believe in this and that and this and that, we are all on this planet Earth. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm so feel like I'm still doing my cardio here. sorry, I'm so excited about this right now because energy, we are linked together, especially if you start talking to somebody or you're thinking about somebody and then that person reaches out to you. It is not by coincidence. It's energy. It is like, you don't like, people think, oh my God, how random. It's nothing. Nothing's random. It's all energy. Example of Teresa coming on thinking, oh, I wonder if Coach coach will go live. And here I am live. And I haven't been live like this in a while at this time. And so another thing that, you know, my mother came here for a week or so. And then after that, we had a little altercation, you know, family, it is what it is. And I just kind of said, I need a couple of days to just, you know, I'll reach out in a couple of days. I have a lot of work to do. And so 12 days goes by. I didn't count the days, but 12 days, the reason I'm saying this, because 12 days goes by and I was like, I felt, my friend came here and goes, there's a really like heavy feeling of energy in your apartment, like as if somebody, if you're like going through a loss. And I'm like, yeah, it's my mom. Like I've been feeling like there's a loss in my life. Like, you know, we have our ups and downs. And so I have been feeling disconnected in that sense. And it hasn't been easy. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to see how she's doing. 12 days later, at the exact same time and minute, second, I send a message. She sends me a novel on WhatsApp. Like I have the screenshot if you don't believe me. And I say, hi, I hope you're doing okay with a heart. And her exact same time, she goes, it's been 12 days. Like, I hope you're doing okay. Da-da-da-da-da. At the exact same, I have goosebumps. At the exact same time, at the exact same second, that is not a coincidence. We are all related in a weird way. I shouldn't say weird way, but that's what it is. We're energy. Like, think about it. We are all on this planet Earth together. Together, we are one unity. Okay. Whatever, believe in the higher power and God and Jesus, whatever you believe in, we are all connected. So if my mother's stressing out, I'm stressed out. If I'm stressed out and I feel anxious, my dog's feeling anxious and stressed out. It is the same way with your kids. Your kids are out of control. Your stress is lingering to them. Understand that we are all connected, okay? So with that said, I'm going to dive right into this live, this episode about until you take control of this. What is this that I'm talking about? Taking control of this. What is this? And this is your emotion, your emotions, because if you don't take control of your emotions, you're going to have a very hard time losing the weight. About 90% or more women on this planet have struggled with some kind of emotional eating, binge eating, some sort of eating disorder because of society, social media, what we should look like, what we should be like, et cetera, all these social media posts about 1800 calorie diets. And now I see somebody that I'm following, which I end up following because it makes me cringe. She's eating a carnivore diet. Oh, cringe. So understand that everybody, women especially, I'm talking about women here, we've all dealt with some kind of emotional eating. Now, if you are, you're like, okay, it's Sunday, Monday, I'm going to lose the weight, but you've struggled with binge eating. Let's say Saturday night, Sunday, you're binge eating. You will not be able to stick to a nutritional plan or a workout plan until you figure out how to take control of your emotions. Because if you don't take control of your emotions, what's going to happen? You're going to go straight to binge eating. You're going to resort to food. How do I know this? Because I am that person. If I don't take control of my emotions, I resort to food. And I have been struggling that my entire life. But until I figure it out with the root cause of my emotional eating, that's when things started to change. Same with my clients. So what we do in the retreats, when my clients come here, we do a lot of spiritual guidance and we really dive deep and we do activities that get their inner child out so they can figure out why they're binge eating, why they feel a certain way. Until you realize why you are actually binge eating. You're not binge eating because you're tired, you're depressed, and you're this and you're that. You're binge eating because you're actually trying to hide a pain inside of you that you may have been ignoring for a long, long time. That's maybe on the back burner, on the back of your mind, right? So controlling your emotions before starting your weight loss journey is what's going to help you when that time comes where you're okay, you're on a nutritional plan, you're doing great. Day three, you're like, oh, you know, my kids are driving me nuts. Bills are piling up. I'm frustrated. I'm this. And you resort to food. I've been there. I get it. Until you realize, like, what is it that you're really hiding? Like, what is it that you're holding on to from the past that you can't let go of? And that's what we do in the retreats. We do activities and mindset coaching, life coaching that will help you figure out your triggers and emotional trauma. Today, I took a course regarding something and it brought back, I was wondering why I acted this way towards this thing. And the question that got asked by one of my coaches, yes, I have coaches. Coaches need coaches too, was, well, how did your parents relate to this thing? How did they, what was their relationship with this thing? And I explained, and I was like, holy shit. That was it. I was like, oh my God, this is why I'm acting this way. I didn't realize I was acting this way, like why I was acting this way with this certain thing. But the reason I was is because my parents acted this way with this certain thing. And that's why I was like, holy shit. Like I just kind of was like, well, that's just how I am. No, we as mothers, women, you know, teachers, whatever you are, we grow up looking up to our parents. We're like a sponge when we're kids, right? We absorb a lot of things. But when we grow up, we tend to do things without realizing where it's actually coming from. So the retreats that I have, the next one's July 21st to 25th, that retreat, which by the way, it's filling up quick, couple tickets left, super, super excited about this group. This retreat is really going to help you press that reset button. Not only you're going to have fun, you're going to laugh with me, we're going to have Latin night. It's going to be a vacation / wellness retreat. It's not just, you know, sitting down, you know, really coaching. Yes, we're going to have those, but I want you to also let loose and have fun. And my clients can vouch to that. And so where was I? I lost my train of thought. So yes, the retreat itself will help you really figure out what's been going on. Because you didn't put on weight overnight. You've been binging it for quite some time. And the reason is because you haven't taken control of your emotions. How to take control of your emotions is figuring out the root cause, is figuring out past trauma, is letting go of things that you didn't even realize were still holding you back. So that's the whole point of my retreats. And I'm super excited about hosting so, so, so many more. I have a lot of work that I'm doing right now behind the scenes. I have a team that I'm, by the way, beyond grateful and thankful for, because they're putting some things together, which I'm really excited about. And bringing all these beautiful coaches together in the retreat, it's not just going to be me. There's going to be other coaches and spiritual guidance for you that's going to help you get out of whatever you're struggling with. So like, I want to ask you, like when it comes to, think about it, like this is your little task, like your takeaways, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how in control of your emotions are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Listen, I'm still working on it. I'd say I'm maybe a 7 or an 8 about that. I'm still working on it. The reason I'm a 7 or 8 here, also a prime example, is that yesterday I'm like coming home from the gym. I feel great. The property manager here messaged me, he goes, somebody's looking for you. I don't know why I had a pit in my stomach as soon as he texted me that. And I was like, okay, like that doesn't sound too good. I'm like, do you have a name for this person at a gas station? So I get home and him and the wonderful Mario, who's at the bottom, who's at the front here, who sells excursions, by the way, absolutely adore him. They both had my back. These random people came to serve me. I got served. I've never been served in my life, as a business owner, as a public speaker, as, you know, somebody that shares my vulnerability in my life. I expect this to happen. Long story short is there was a lovely girl here who had sent a message in our group WhatsApp saying she needed help financially. She lost her job. So me, not at that point, I was not in the financial state to help, but I felt the need to help her. So I found some things to, for her to do, some little paperwork, and I was just giving her cash to help her out. After a couple months, I was like, look, I need to work on my business, whatever. We parted ways. Nothing against her or anything. It's just, I just didn't feel like it was a good time for me to hire somebody. I helped as much as I could. She had other side gigs. And so with that said, she's going to court here in Mexico to try and sue me for wrongful termination, but there's no paper. Listen, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice and help this girl out. And what happens is I got served yesterday. So I mean, I got like this pit in my stomach when I got the papers. And back in the day, bringing this back to my emotions, control my emotions, is that back in the day, I would have lost my shit. I'm like, fuck this bee. I'm gonna revenge. Who the F does she think she is? Like, da 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 da. I just got in my apartment and I just started crying. So in a sense, I did take control of the situation where I wasn't angry. I was just sad and I was very, very hurt because I was just trying to help. And unfortunately, I couldn't help more than if I was a millionaire, she would still be with me. But unfortunately, I'm not yet. I'm working on it. And so it is what it is. And so yesterday, on a day like yesterday, if I hadn't taken control of my emotions, I would have probably gone grab some cigarettes, booze, and binge ate and grab a bunch of junk food, right? Think about it. Think of a time where something hit the fan, like you were in a good mood, hit the fan, and you're crying, you're upset, and you're binge eating, and you're drinking, you're like, fuck this, life is over, right? We've all had those moments. But because I was able to control that, I stayed on track with my nutrition. I went for a walk. I called a friend. A friend came over, reassured me, and then this friend told me a couple things that happened to him during the day. I was like, oh, fuck. Mine's not so bad. And that's the thing. You have to take control of your emotions first before you can hop into a weight loss program. So with that said, my retreat, especially the one that's coming up July 21st, 25th, still a couple tickets left. Shoot me a message if you are interested. I'd be honored and thrilled to host you here. There is an application form to fill. I'm only taking on serious, committed individuals, like women that truly are here for a reason, for a change. This is a retreat that you're going to have fun. We're going to laugh, but we're also going to do a ton of wellness activities that's going to help you find your inner child, help you give you tactics, to help you with your emotions so you no longer have to binge eat. Once you figure out the true cause of that, it's game over. It's game over. All my clients that came to the retreat, every single one of them is absolutely thriving because we really dove deep and we had breakthroughs after breakthroughs. Why I'm doing this is because I have struggled with knees in the past. I have struggled with my weight. I have struggled with stress eating. I have struggled with emotional eating. And until I figured out the root cause of why I'm emotional eating, why I'm binge eating, why I can't control my emotions, right? Like all of this, until I did all the work, that's when the weight starts to shed off. And that's when I start feeling good about myself. That's when I start loving myself more and more and more every day and accept myself for who I am. I want you ladies to truly just, one, take control of your emotions. And to do that, you have to put in the work. You have to do the activities. You have to come to the retreat. You have to do things out of your comfort zone in order to shine. Okay. So I hope you got a ton of value out of this episode. Make sure you follow me back on Instagram at Charlotte Mazur _, TikTok at Charlotte Mazur, and Facebook, Charlotte Mazur, M-A-Z-U-R. And as I always say, peace, love, and don't forget your protein. Let's freaking go. Appreciate you guys so very much.